All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District. Today's December 15th, 2025. It's 11:33 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. James, your chair, you would like to start.
James Horsley, board member.
Larry Myler, board member.
Heather McDougall, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, district accountant.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, district council.
Dan, you're up.
Dan Mortensen, representative from the developer.
Great. That is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, we need to hold a public hearing related to the potential adoption of the 2026 budget. So with that, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I move that we open the public hearing on 2026 budget.
Thanks, Larry.
Second.
Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. All right, board.
Just one point of order, James. Sorry about this. Your chair, so you go first on all these motions, and I'll go second.
I like it.
Sorry.
Good.
I was usurping your authority there for a second. Dang it.
Well, I don't think it really matters, but
I know.
I do like the idea of one of you just doing it.
We just need to know the order of things.
I like it. All right, board. So now we're in a public hearing to talk about the 26 budget and to take any potential public comment. So, Shelby, do you want to walk through it for us?
I will. Thank you. So, board, again here, no changes to the budget were noted after the last meeting, to my knowledge. So this is the same version that you reviewed then. So we'll just do a quick review. For the general fund, which is where all the administrative costs flow through, setting 55,000, which is in line with that annual administrative carve out. Accounting, legal, auditing, and insurance are the expected costs here. It is anticipated that all of those would be funded through the administrative carve out from property tax revenues received this year that would then apply to the 2026 costs. And then this 52,000 would then apply to the 2027 costs. Next page is the debt service fund. Budget here for revenue is about $403,000, which includes interest income of $60,000, and then about $343,000 of property taxes. As a reminder, this is actually the 2025 property taxes that are expected, but presented in the 2026 column for the year that they would be available. On the expenditure side, the only expense anticipated is the annual paying agent fee to UMB. Just as a reminder, the bonds that were issued were capital appreciation bonds. No payments are anticipated on those bonds until 2028. And then lastly is the capital projects fund. So we are projecting to begin 2026 with about $2.4 million remaining, estimated a small amount of interest income, and then have shown that all remaining costs would be spent in 2026. And again, as always, if there's changes with the timing of that, and if not all are spent in 2026, we can then reappropriate the funds for 2027 as needed this time next year. Any questions or comments?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. I do not show any members of the public that have joined. So with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Let me real quick put back up the agenda. So moving on, board, we have the board meeting minutes from our November 3rd meeting. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Look good to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion, James?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up, we need to go through the third quarter financials. So Shelby.
Okay. All right. So September 30th financial statements were distributed to all of you, starting with the balance sheet for all funds of the district. Total assets were about 4.8 million. Of that, about 2.8 million was remaining in the capital projects fund for project costs, just over 2 million in the debt service fund restricted for the district's bonds, and then about 16,000 represented a receivable within the general fund. Current accounts payable were about 20,800. I believe a lot of these costs were subsequently paid since September 30, so these, of course, are a little bit dated now. And then deferred property tax revenues, 214,000. That just represents the remaining property tax receivable anticipated to be collected within the next month or so. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. So expenses were just under 30,000 through September. We do anticipate audit costs to come through. I believe 8,500 was the final fee for the 2024 audit. And then we'll work to make sure that we have the any insurance costs captured as well. And then developer advances received were about 25,000. And then the deficit fund balance is just kind of a timing difference of when the expenses are incurred and when advances are received. Next page is the debt service fund, about 291,000 of revenue through September. About 248,000 represents property taxes that have been received to date. Again, about 214,000 represents the remaining taxes to be received, and then about 43,000 in interest income. And then lastly is the capital projects fund. So revenues here about 229,000, including interest income of 98,000. For the amount earned on the fund sitting with UMB. And then other revenue, 130,000. These are primarily, I believe, cost share reimbursements that have come through during the year. And then about 1.4 million has been spent on capital outlay infrastructure costs through September. And again, about 2.8 million remaining as of the end of September. Any questions, discussion on the financials?
No.
All right, what I would need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I motion that we accept the financials as presented.
Second it.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, let me put back up the agenda. All right, so next up would be the resolution. So I will put that up. So this is just the resolution saying we're going to adopt the 26 budget and we're going to keep the 10 mills as the mill levy for the year. Any question? Okay. Can I get a motion to approve resolution 2025-04?
Motion to approve. Sorry, what was it again? Tell me.
2025-04.
2025-04 resolution.
Thanks, James.
Second it.
Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, annual meeting schedule. So if we're going to keep it the same, it will be the third Monday at 11:30.
Yep.
Sound good? Okay. Can I get a motion that that be our meeting schedule for 2026?
Motion we approve the meeting schedule for 2026.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Shelby, going to walk through the 26 CLA engagement and then the 2025 audit engagement.
Hey, thanks, Michael. All right. So, board again just requests an annual renewal of our statement of work for the services that we would provide to the district in 2026. Form of the statement of work is really unchanged from what you have reviewed and approved in prior years. The one change, which we discussed in the past meeting as well, we are proposing a fixed fee just to simplify billing for both us and for the district. For 2025, we are projecting to be right about 19,000, and so the 18,250. Plus, there's a 5% technology and client support fee, just slightly higher than that 19,000 that we're anticipating for 2025. Believe it's representative of kind of the time and effort for the various deliverables that we're doing on behalf of the district. So would pause and ask for any questions, concerns, discussion.
Do you think you could build this through the same way in th of the Three Bridges pit?
Yes, we can do that, Larry.
Yep.
All right. If you guys are comfortable, can I get a motion to approve the 2026 CLA engagement?
Motion we approve the 2026 CLA engagement.
Second.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Jill.
All right, thanks everybody. Last one is the Haney and Company audit engagement letter for 2025 year-end audit. Fees here, $9,000, slightly higher than what we looked at for the last audit. This is, I think, their third audit now for the district. So just small increase year over year for that work. Any discussion, questions?
Nope.
All right, can I get a motion then to approve the Haney and Company 2025 audit engagement?
Motion to approve the Haney and Clymer audit. Sorry. It's too
Perfect.
small for me to read.
No, that works, James.
Second.
Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, let me run this by Matt. Matt, since James and Larry have had the open and public meetings training in Three Bridges, can we adjourn the meeting, have Heather stay on, and then we can give her the training and just make a note that she had it that way?
Yeah, that's
Okay,
fine.
perfect. All right, do you guys have anything else for us before
I
you two
do,
hop off?
Michael. I've talked
Okay.
to you and to Matt about this, but we're selling the 15-acre piece to the west. That's a part of the PID. And we really didn't use any PID money to improve that land in any way, shape, or form. We are going to be buying the balance of the city land on the Auto Mall proper, and that has more value to pay off in the future, to pay off the bond. And it also is more annexable land than the 15 acres. So there would be enough money to pay off the obligation of the 15 acres if we could logistically do that by annexing in the Auto Mall pieces. There are three more parcels. And so logistically, can you help us get that done? I know it's been mentioned that it would require the agreement of the bondholders. I think it's a fair trade for them, but it wouldn't stand in the way of our selling that piece of ground. So and further, is there a discrete amount attributable to that 15 acres that we could look at as the payoff of the bond apportionment for that piece?
That's part of the challenge, Larry, is that the bond is not apportioned in that way. And so that would be something that the bondholders would have to, agree to some kind of apportionment. But as you and I discussed before, I think the next right step is to loop in DA Davidson. I don't know if you've spoken to them about this, but I
I
mean
haven't,
okay.
not
They
yet.
have the closest relationship with the bondholders. And so I think it would be important for us to work with them on how we approach the bondholders about this. I mean, what you're talking about sounds reasonable to me, but it's them that we would have to convince. So.
So, Larry, do we have appraisals for the land?
I don't have an appraisal on the 15 and a half acres. We just got an appraisal on the other land. It
So,
appraises higher than we're than the for sale price on the 15 acres.
my thought is just if we're going to present something to the bondholders, we would need to show that there's probably better value for them in doing the kind of the trade. So that was my only thought on the appraisals. Just
Yeah.
trying to paint the picture for them.
Well, and remember the bond issuance was based on not just the appraisals, but a projected, revenue stream. And so what they're going to probably be looking for is an updated projection that shows, if we use this property as essentially a substitute for the 15 acres, what does that projection look like? Is it comparable? Is it more? So I'd be happy to reach out to DA Davidson and put together a call with them, Larry, so that we can
Okay, sure.
workshop it with them. And then it would, like I said, it would probably be through them that we would submit anything to the bondholders and have that conversation. So
Right. Good.
should we do that this week? See if we can
I
put
yeah, I'd love
that.
to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll work on it.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else?
Nope.
All
Nope.
right, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, you guys have good holidays.